感谢主带领我们很快来到聚会的最后一天。
We thank the Lord that He quickly brings us to the last day of the conference.
虽然这个聚会很快会结束。
Even though this conference may conclude soon.
我们何等盼望这次的特会能成为我们生命中的一个大的转折点。
We desire for this conference to be a big turning point in our lives.
让我们知道如何珍惜余下的年日。
So that we can treasure the ensuing life.
能够在主面前追求能过更美好的属灵生活。
And we can pursue a life with better quality and spirit.
不仅让我们能享受他丰盛的恩典和祝福。
Not only can we gain of his abundant grace and blessing.
也使我们的生活使主的心得到满足。
Also, the Lord may be pleased by our lives.
我们真实地预备美好的光景，迎接主的再来。
We want to prepare our heart to be in a beautiful condition to receive the coming back of the Lord.
我们不希望好像一个特会只是听到了一些话，听到一些圣经的解释而已。
We don't want the conference to just be hearing some words and some explanation of the Bible.
我们是盼望的是我们生命中有真实的改变。
We desire for true change in our own lives.
我们真是感觉主的话实在的十分的清楚。
We truly get the sense that the word of the Lord is very clear.
我常常在主面前呢，很懊恼。
A lot of times I'm a little puzzled, befuddled before the Lord.
因为虽然我尽了我所有的力量，但是好像还是不能把主的话讲得那么的清楚。
Even though I've used my utmost strength, I still cannot explain the word of the Lord so clearly.
所以我只仰望真理的圣灵。
Therefore, I look to the Spirit of Truth.
借着我们这些残缺不完全的道。在弟兄姊妹里面刻画完全的图画。
Through these incomplete messages, the Holy Spirit can portray a complete picture in your heart.
我深信圣灵在弟兄姊妹里面所做的，要远超过我们所讲的。
I truly believe that what the Holy Spirit will work do in your heart is far exceedingly greater than what I can speak.
我们求主给每个弟兄姊妹都有充足的信心。
We entreat the Lord to grant every single brother and sister the full assurance of faith.
今天早晨我们要继续从彼得前书和弟兄姊妹来交通魂的得救。
Today, I still want to use 1 Peter to share with you the salvation of our souls.
我请弟兄姊妹和我一同，先来读一些主的话。
I'd like brothers and sisters to turn to the Bible with me.
我们请看彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为这里有四件事我们已经重复的交通过了。
There are four things that I have repeatedly shared with you.
希望弟兄姊妹能够牢记在心。
I ask you to firmly remember these four things in your hearts.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督。又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
Who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, that you may obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with His blood. May grace and peace be yours in fullest measure.
另外一节我们是需要牢牢记住的。
Another verse that we need to remember very firmly.
就第九节。
Verse 9.
我请读中文的和我一起来读。
I ask the Chinese speakers to read with me.
然后请读英文的和我姊妹一起来读。
We ask the English speakers to read with our sister.
一起来大声的念。并且得到你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。Okay, English.
Verse 9, obtaining as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
第二章
Chapter 2.
第十一节和十二节
Verses 11 and 12.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的， 我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，将那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 together. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts, which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, on account of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation.
我想弟兄姊妹现在都知道这个灵魂的原文是魂，所以这是魂的征战。
By now you all know that is the waging of the war is against the soul, not spirit and soul as it said in the Chinese.
25节。
Verse 25.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们魂的牧人监督了。
For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
第四章第一、第二节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再世度余下的光阴。
Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己魂交于那信实的造化之主。
Therefore, let those who all suffer according to the will of God entrust their souls to a faithful creator in doing what is right.
第五章
Chapter 5
第十节和十一节
Verses 10 and 11
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我想另外呢，我们再多加几处的圣经。
We'll add a few additional passages from the Bible.
请弟兄姊妹看加拉太书第五章。
Galatians 5.
加拉太书第五章
Galatians 5,
第十六节到十八节
verse 16 through 18.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
马太福音第十六章
Matthew 16.
马太福音第十六章二十四和二十五节
Verses 24 and 25.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必要丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。二十五节这里啊，这里的生命原文是魂。因为凡要救自己魂的必丧掉魂，凡为我丧掉魂的必得着魂。
Matthew 16:24-25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it." Brother Godwin is reminding us that the word reference to life here is soul. Whoever wants to save his soul shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul for my sake shall find it.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹看一下利未记。
Finally, let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记第十七章。
Chapter 17.
第十七章第十一节。
Verse 11.
因为活物的生命是在血中。我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因为血里有生命，所以能赎罪。这里的生命原文是魂，因为活物的魂在血中。
Verse 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement. Here, references to life is really to the soul.
在14节那里也提到活物的魂就在血中。
Also in verse 14, it mentions the soul of all flesh is its blood.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
This concludes our Bible reading.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹们讲过。
We've already mentioned to brothers and sisters before.
使徒彼得告诉我们，我们这些蒙到神大怜悯被救赎的人。
We who have been, because of the great mercy of God, who has been saved by God.
我想今天早晨我们坐在饼杯的跟前纪念主。
This morning as we sat before the table to remember the Lord.
我们都知道我们的主付上重大的代价。
We all know that our Lord has paid a heavy ransom.
他流血舍命。
He shed his blood and gave up his life.
救赎回来。
To redeem us.
我们知道这是神的大怜悯。
Therefore we know this is the great mercy of God.
彼得告诉我们神是预先知道我们而拣选我们的。
Peter told us that he chose us because of his foreknowledge.
所以我们基督徒永远要感恩。
So therefore, forever, we Christians need to be grateful.
但是这个感恩呢，不是光是言语上的。
But we're not just grateful in words.
我们更应该顺从他的命令。
Furthermore, we ought to obey his commandments.
更应该听从他的话。活在他的跟前。
We need to hear his words to live our life before him.
彼得告诉我们，我们得救之后，我们要过信心的生活。
Peter tells us that after we have been saved, we need to lead a life of faith.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
信心也是他给的。
He has given us his faith.
我们是没有信心的人。
We don't have faith.
信心是主给我们的。
The Lord has given us faith.
我们知道这个信心何等的宝贵。
We know that this faith is so precious.
因为从这个信心里面，我们可以支取神一切应许的祝福。
Because out of this faith, we can receive of him all the abundant promises that he made to us.
我们知道神在圣经里给我们许多的应许。
We know that God has given us many promises in the Bible.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他应许我们。
Therefore he promises to us.
他乐意祝福我们。
He delights to bless us.
所以他就把信心放在我们里面。
Therefore he put faith in us.
让我们用信心来支取神所有一切应许的祝福。
Therefore, in faith, we can receive all the abundant blessings from Christ.
所以我们可以从信心里得到神的帮助。
Therefore, we can receive help from the Lord in faith.
从信心里得到神一切的祝福。
We can receive all blessings in faith.
但是彼得提醒我们。
But Peter reminds us.
我们要看见信心的果效乃是魂的得救。
We need to remember that, as reminded by Peter, the salvation of the souls is the outcome of our faith.
神在我们的生命中医治我们，帮助我们，成全我们，这都是他的爱。
It is out of his love that he heal us and help us with our work and complete us, and this is all his love.
但是神更高的目的是什么呢？要叫我们这个人的魂 得救。
But his higher goal is for the salvation of our souls.
所以这个才是信心生活的终极的那个目标。
This is the ultimate end result of our life of faith.
那么昨天我们也讲到。
Yesterday we also mentioned.
为什么神要拯救我们的魂呢？
Why does God need to save our souls?
因为神要叫我们里面的灵得释放。
Because he wants to liberate our spirit within us.
如果我们的魂不得救，
if it weren't for the salvation of our souls,
我们的灵得不到自由，
there would be no liberation of our spirit.
我们就没有办法成全神的心意。
We would have no means to complete his will.
今天你要能够服侍神，
Today you need to, if we want to serve the Lord,
完成神的心愿，
you want to complete the will of God,
你必须学会用灵来服侍他。
You have to learn to serve him in spirit.
如果我们的魂一直的使我们的灵受到了许许多的困扰，
if our soul has given much disturbances to our spirit,
我们服侍神就服侍不好了。
It would not be a good service to God.
所以魂的救恩是在主十字架救恩里面一个非常关键性的一个救恩。
Therefore, the salvation of our souls is a pivotal part in God's salvation for us.
特别是今天我们还活在地上的时候。
Particularly when we're still alive on this earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
彼得用非常清楚的话告诉我们。
Peter used very clear words to tell us.
我们的魂需要得救。
Our souls must be saved.
我们的灵必须得释放。
Our spirits must be liberated.
只有当我们的灵得释放的时候。
So once our spirits have been liberated,
我们就可以侍奉我们的神。
Then we can serve our God.
我们就可以得着启示。
We can receive revelation.
我们就可以明白神的心意。
We can understand God's heart's desire.
你知道吗？为什么我们很多神的儿女们听了多年的道，好像对主的心意还是不能完全明白？
Do you know why there are children of God who has heard so many, many sermons all through the years, and yet they still do not under God's will?
因为我们都是听到头脑里面去了。
Because we have all absorbing those words in our head.
我们有这个知识，并不代表我们就真知道。
Just because we have the knowledge doesn't mean that we truly know.
保罗告诉我们，真正的知道是在灵里面的启示。
Paul tells us that true knowledge is the revelation in the Spirit.
你只要灵一被得释放。
When your spirit has been liberated,
你自然就明白神的旨意。
Naturally, you would know the God of will. God's will.
这个经历对于我来讲是真实的。
This experience is indeed true in my life.
你们原谅我再讲一点自己的经历。
Forgive me for sharing with you my own experience.
我二十岁刚出头的时候。
When I was in my early twenties.
那个时候也是糊里糊涂做基督徒。
I became a Christian for no good reason.
我每个礼拜都听到。
Every week I listened to the sermon.
有的时候也很受感动。
Sometimes I was deeply moved.
一散会就什么都没有了。
After the meeting was over, everything was lost.
然后下个礼拜又来听。
And then I went to the sermons again on Sunday.
也参加很多的特会。
And I attended many conferences.
弟兄们不是讲得不清楚。
It is not that our brothers did not speak clearly.
但是我始终没办法明白。
However, I just could not understand them.
等到有一天。
Until that one day,
神的灵在我里面做了一点点的工作。
The Spirit of God did a little work in me.
把我的魂和灵的时候分开一下。
He separated my soul and my spirit a little bit.
我里面立刻就明亮。
Instantly, there's light in me.
那个时候二十二岁啊。
I was only 22.
从那个时候一直到今天。
From that point until now.
神的旨意非常的清楚。
I'm very clear with respect to God's will.
我说是对我啊。
I'm saying this with respect to me.
当然我赶不上保罗了。
I have no comparison with Paul.
你赶不上很多前面的弟兄们。
I'm in no comparison with other previous brothers.
但是至少在我里面非常的清楚。
However, within me, it is very clear.
现在我就懂了。
To now, I understand.
启示是在灵里面。
It's only in your spirit that revelation is granted.
如果你的魂不受对付，
if your soul has not been dealt with,
你的灵不得自由，
and your spirit is not liberated,
你再听一千篇道还是差不多。
Even you have heard 1,000 sermons, you cannot absorb it.
所以那个秘诀在这里。
So here's the secret.
关键在这里。
Here's the crux of the issue.
所以基督徒在生活中啊，需要让我们的魂受对付，是多么重要的一件事情。
In your Christian life, it is so important for your souls to be dealt with.
弟兄姊妹，不仅你可以明白神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, not only can you understand God's heart's desire,
立刻在你的生活中
instantaneously in your life.
你和主之间的交通啊，变得明亮起来了。
Your communion with God has immediately become very bright.
你说每一件事上每一个环境都可以跟主有交通。
In all circumstances and all conditions, you can have fellowship with the Lord.
主的同在变得非常的真实。
The presence of the Lord becomes so real.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we know?
神的同在是我们最大的力量。
God's presence is our greatest strength.
神的同在才是我们具备有真正的勇敢。
God's presence is our true courage.
叫你无所惧怕。
So that you would fear nothing.
神的同在。
God's presence.
叫仇敌不敢碰你了。
Will enable the enemy to not dare to touch you.
所以在旧约时代中间，
Therefore, in the Old Testament,
神与约瑟同在。
God's presence is present with Joseph.
约瑟就可以经历任何的苦难的环境。
And Joseph could go through all kinds of afflictions.
神与约书亚同在。
God's presence is present in Joshua.
他就不在意两三百万的带领的这个沉重的担子。
He did not care about this heavy burden of leading several millions of people.
我们必须明白一件事。
We truly need to remember this.
我们这些人是非常微小的人。
We are such small people.
我很喜欢雅各所说的一句话，新约的雅各。
I like what James said in the New Testament.
他说，以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
Elijah has the same character as us.
在以色列百姓当眼中，以利亚是何等大的先知啊！
In the eyes of the Israelites, Elijah was such a great prophet.
这告诉我们说什么呢？
What does this tell us?
他的能力不是他的。
His power was not from him.
因为神与他同在。
Because God has presence is present in him.
如果今天神与你同在，
Today if God presence is present in you,
你能够像以利亚一样有能力。
You can be like Elijah with such power.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如何经历神的同在？
How do we experience the presence of God?
如果我们的灵不得自由，
If our spirit is not liberated.
我们很多时候，很多基督徒常常蒙恩了多年之后，都觉得好像，到底神在哪里？
Some Christians, even though they've been saved by grace so many years, they're still unaware of where God is.
甚至你可能到一个地步，你怀疑说到底有没有神呢？
To such an extent, you doubt whether there is God or no.
所以因此呢，我们很多的时候过的是一个什么？一个宗教徒的一个生活。
Therefore, we lead the life of these religious people.
这个原因在哪里呢？
What's the reason?
因为你的魂没有蒙拯救。
Because there has not been salvation of your souls.
你的灵不得自由。
Therefore, there's no liberation of your spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，牢牢记住。
So, brothers and sisters, remember this firmly.
信心的果效是什么？
What is the outcome of your faith?
魂的救恩。
Salvation of your souls.
魂的救恩的目的是什么？
What is the goal of salvation?
灵的释放。
Your souls. It is for the liberation of your spirit.
你好像一个口诀一样的啊。
This is like a slogan.
你把这句话记住。
Remember these words.
可以一串记下来的。
You can remember the whole slogan. Very simple.
信心的果效就是魂的救恩，魂的救恩就是灵的释放。
The outcome of your faith is for the salvation of your souls, and the salvation of your souls is for the liberation of your spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
彼得在晚年的时候，
Peter in his old age,
用最清楚的话，用简单的话，
He spoke in such clarity and simplicity.
用明亮的话。
And he used such crystal clear words.
用丰富的话。
And he used such rich words.
把主这个重要的救恩给神的百姓做了详尽的一个叙述。
To illustrate in detail this great important salvation of God to the people of God.
所以彼得前书特别对末后世代中的圣徒有特别的意义。
Therefore, 1 Peter is of particular significance to the saints in the end times.
我们昨天也讲过，
Yesterday we also mentioned,
一个基督徒的魂呢，如果蒙到拯救，
If a Christian's soul has been saved,
因为个人呢，蒙拯救的程度不一样，
Because there's individual differences in salvation of the soul,
所以因此会显出来了灵的品质上面不一样。
Therefore, it leads to different qualities of the spirit.
一个人的魂如果能够蒙拯救的更深，他那个灵的品质就越美好。
the deeper the salvation of your souls, the better the quality of your spirit.
所以因此呢，我们要追求能够有更深的救恩。
Therefore, we need to pursue after a deeper salvation.
让我们的灵能够有更美好的品质。
Therefore, there will be better quality of our spirit.
所以你知道基督徒蒙恩得救之后啊。
So you know that after Christians have been saved by grace,
我们在这个魂的救恩的这个追求上
in the pursuing of the salvation of our souls,
是充满了征战的。
It is full of warfare.
啊，所以彼得告诉我们呢，我们要如何来打这一场仗。
So Peter tells us how to fight this warfare.
啊，我们的基督徒的这个属灵的光景的美好，跟我们这个属灵魂里面的征战的得胜和失败有密切关系。
The condition of your spirit, if it's good, it has all the correlation between how the warfare is won or lost.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲过。
We've shared with brothers and sisters.
在基督徒的生活和侍奉里面。
In a Christian living and their service.
属灵征战最大的战场是我们的魂。
The greatest battlefield of spiritual warfare is our soul.
这在我们个人经历里面是这样。
This is true in our individual experiences.
当然我们晓得在整个宇宙里面这个属灵的最大战场是教会。
Of course, in the universe, the greatest spiritual warfare takes place in the church.
那个仗主已经完全得胜。
In that battle, the Lord has totally triumphed.
主在加略山上一次打败众仇敌。
The Lord at the Mount Calvary, once for all, has won over all his foes.
但是呢在我们基督徒个人身上
However, in our individual Christian life,
这个千千万万个小战场还要打的
There are tens and millions and thousands of these little battles that need to be fought.
所以我们要注意我们里面魂的光景
Therefore, we need to pay attention to the spiritual condition.
今天我们有很多基督徒讲到需要过得胜的生活
A lot of times Christians mention that we need to lead a victorious life.
其实得胜就是在乎魂蒙拯救有多少。
But your victory is totally dependent on how much their salvation of your souls.
所以我们的魂越多蒙拯救，基督徒的生活自然活出来更得胜。
The more there has been salvation of your souls, the more victorious the Christian life would be.
我想为着有一些出信的弟兄姊妹，可能容许我们要从魂的堕落的那个根源呢。稍微的做一点解释。
For our new believers here, please bear with me. I would like to give some introduction on the original falling of the soul.
我们晓得当初神创造亚当夏娃的时候
，We know that when God first created Adam and Eve,
开头那个光景是正常的。
Originally, the condition was normal.
在亚当的身上，灵魂体的这个顺序是正常的。
In Adam's life, the order of spirit, soul, and body was normal.
那么后来呢？我们知道撒旦进来做破坏的工作。
Later on, we know that Satan came in to do his destructive work.
这个堕落的故事我们都很清楚。
We're all very familiar with the fallen story.
因为夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子。
Because Eve has eaten the fruit of the knowledge of truth, knowledge and truth and evil.
这棵树也被称作是知识树。
This tree is also known as a tree of knowledge.
啊，那么其实呢，我们晓得这棵树上的果子就是魂的食物。
We know that truly the fruit of this tree is food for the soul.
撒旦也非常的聪明。
Satan was very smart.
他知道如何来破坏神所创造的人。
He knew how to destroy men who has been created by God.
当亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子。
After they, Adam and Eve has eaten the tree from the knowledge of truth and evil,
立刻发生了一种的现象。
Immediately there's this manifestation.
就是他们的魂开始扩充。
There was expansion of their souls.
所以这个魂的扩充。
And this expansion of their souls.
然后加上灵的光景好像死了。
And then it was as if their spirit was dead.
所以人就成了一个自私的人。
Man became a selfish man.
还是以己为中心。
It's very self-centered.
因为我们的魂就是我们人的己。
Because our soul is ourself.
因为魂的光景的改变。
Because of the changes in the condition of the soul.
人的身体也不受控制。
Men's body is also, was also out of control.
所以里面就充满了很多的私欲在里面。
So there were a lot of fleshly lusts.
所以你知道在圣经里面告诉我们。
Therefore you know that in the Bible tells us.
堕落的人有两种情形。
There are two phenomena of fallen men.
一个被称作是属魂的。
One is the soulish man,
被称作是天然人,
the natural man.
还有一种是呢，被称作是肉体，是血，肉体。
And secondly, men of flesh.
那么，更这个属肉体的人啊。
Furthermore, the men of flesh.
那个更糟糕的就是他的魂完全成了他肉体的仆人。
More deplorably, the soul becomes the total servant of his soul.
我想这样讲。
His body has totally become the servant of his spirit.
觉得不太容易明白。
Maybe this is hard for you to understand.
用点世界的话讲。
Let me use some worldly terms.
你知道这个世界上的人，他们也懂得这个东西的。
You know, people in the world also know about this.
在知识界里面。
In the realm of knowledge.
他们把人分成两等。
They put men in two classes.
有一等人被称作是文化人。
There are these cultured people.
Okay. 那么另外一种人呢，被称作是社会人。
There are also these worldly people.
什么叫做文化人呢？
What is the definition of a cultured people?
他们觉得他们是有道德的。
They think that they have morals.
他们是有知识的。
They have knowledge.
他们要过高尚的生活。
They want to lead a lofty life.
他们看不起社会人。
They look down on these worldly people.
什么叫社会人呢？
What is the definition of worldly people?
社会人呢，就整天在想着吃什么、喝什么、穿什么、玩什么。
The worldly people are all day long. They are thinking about what they eat, what they enjoy, what they wear.
所以呢，他们看不起。
So they are being looked down upon.
其实呢，从圣经的观点来看的话呢。
But from the perspective of the Bible.
所谓的文化人就属魂的。
The cultured people belong to their souls.
那么呢，所谓的社会人呢，就属肉体的。
The worldly people belong to their flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这样能明白吗？
Do you understand?
其实呢，我看今天呢，恐怕大部分人都属肉体的多。
I think that in the world, most of the people belong to the flesh.
你知道这个世界上有一些这些所谓宗教家。他们努力地抗拒这个肉体的败坏，不吃不喝不穿不睡，这么这样弄啊。
And there are these experts in religions, and they would not drink, not eat, refrain from everything.
他们要把自己变，所以这些人被世人称为圣人。
And the world calls these people holy people.
但这种人很少的。
But there are very few of these people.
其实也没有用的。
And this is no value.
但大多数人都是活在肉体的里面。
Most people live in their flesh.
你知道我们人类堕落之后多可怜吗？
Do you know how deplorable that man is when they fall?
我们所有的智慧，所有的努力都在服侍我们这个身体。
All our knowledge, all our diligence is working for our bodies.
有时候我看，世界的领袖们开大会了。
Sometimes I see that there's a conventions for world leaders.
他们开大会做什么呢？
What is the purpose of these conventions?
就把人保护的安全一点。
To give more security and protect people.
就叫他们能吃得好一点，穿得好一点，过得好一点，是不是这样呢？
For the people to eat better, to wear better, to live better.
其实我们的魂就等于为我们的身体的效力，你知道吗？
Therefore, your body is your soul is working for your body.
所以说穿了，人很可怜的。
So when it talks about clothing, it's very deplorable.
人堕落之后真是非常可怜。
It's very deplorable for fallen men.
人完全不知道为着什么东西活着。
They really don't know the purpose by which they live.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
Friends, sisters.
你我是基督徒。
You and I are Christians.
我们在主的救恩里面。
We're in the Lord's salvation.
必须明白。
We truly need to understand.
主已经把我们摆在另外一个不同的情况里。
God has truly put us in a different condition.
如果我们还活得像世人一样。
If we still live our lives like the worldly people.
我们这是非常的可怜。
This is deplorable.
我们知道亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子。
We know that after Adam and Eve has eaten the fruit from the knowledge of truth and evil.
这个魂里面的光景就开始下坠。
their soul condition started to fall.
这个魂的堕落，一如创世纪第一、第二、第一章第二、一二节所讲的这个世界的堕落一样。
The fallen soul is like the fallen world, as in chapter 1, verse 2 in Genesis.
它就变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
It's formless and void, and darkness is over it.
所以你知道为什么我们基督徒属灵的生活啊，我们常常有时候过得混混沌沌的，对吧？
Why is it that sometimes Christian lives we feel like it is very formless and void?
弟兄姊妹，我问你，你属灵生活过得清楚吗？你清楚吗
？I'm asking you, is your spiritual life very clear?
我常常发现，我就有时候清楚，有时候不清楚。
Sometimes for me, sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's not clear.
哎呀，我一跟主啊之间有了交通，我很清楚。
The minute I have communion with the Lord, it's very clear.
一离开主了之后，那个就糊里糊涂、混混沌沌的，对吧？
Outside of the Lord, it's formless and void.
所以你看见到处都很碰见很多基督徒啊，苦恼，很苦恼，过基督徒生活过的。
So you see a lot of Christians in all over the world. They lead a very sorrowful life.
啊，我最记得有一个姊妹告诉我，她说孙弟兄，我现在最近过得很狼狈，很好，这个非常狼狈。
A sister told me that I lead a life that is very embarrassing.
这个是什么原因造成的呢？
What caused this?
是我们的魂里面不清楚，你知道吗？
It's because there's lack of clarity in our soul.
哎呀，我们最近的这个想法又胡思乱想，这个情感上面也乱七八糟啊。所以难怪你的生活就是那样了。
Your thoughts are all over everywhere, and your emotions are in disorder. Therefore, this is your life.
感谢神的大怜悯。
However, we thank God for His great mercy.
他预先知道你是什么样的人。
He had foreknowledge of you.
他人就要救你。
And He still wants to save you.
所以呢，他在我们里面好像开创新的天地一样。
Therefore, it is as if He's created heaven and earth, the new heaven and earth in us.
把这些混杂的东西。
All these mixtures.
把这些不美丽的。
All these things that lack beauty.
很丑陋的东西。
All this ugly stuff.
没有秩序的东西。
All the stuff that is out of order.
他就一点一点的开始建立。
Bit by bit, he removes them.
所以你现在读创世纪第一章啊。
So now when you read Genesis chapter 1,
你不要感觉这光是神创造这个天地。
Don't just think of it as God is creating the real heaven and earth.
神把这个空虚混沌的地啊，把它一天一天的六天把它造成非常的美丽，非常的整齐。
From this formless and void earth, God had made it beautiful day by day.
其实这是我们基督徒一生的经历，你知道吗？
You know that this is also ought to be our daily experience as Christians.
主在我们里面也要做这样的工作。
God would also do this kind of work in us.
在我们的魂里面，他开始来做工的。
In our soul, He will start to work.
哎呀，我们人的魂呢，这真是一个麻烦的东西啊。
Our soul is really a troublesome thing.
我想我们都有这样的经验，有时候我们什么毛线团呢，这个什么钓鱼丝啊，一弄了一大堆，这个缠在一起了，那解也解不开，对不对？
Sometimes we have this experience. We have a clump of yarn or a clump of fishing lines. They're all messed up together, intertwined. We can't sort it out.
如果是我们的话呢，所以拿剪刀剪剪掉，丢了算，对吧
？If it were us, we'd just use the scissors and cut it up, and then we toss it.
感谢我们的主。
However, thank our Lord.
江残的灯火，它不吹灭。
A battered reed, he does not break off.
这个。折断的那个芦苇啊，它不折断。
A smoldering reed, he does not snuff off.
我们的主有无限的忍耐。
Our Lord has unlimited patience.
在我们的生命中一点一点的解开。
A bit by bit, he's sorting out our lives.
弟兄姊妹，你感觉到吗
？Can you sense it, brothers and sisters?
在我的生命中是这样的。
It is true in my life.
我们的弟兄啊，得救了，他是。43年。
Our brother has been saved for 43 years.
我年纪比他大一点了。
I'm older than he is.
我得救了五十几年。
I've been saved 50 some years.
半个世纪都过去了。
More than half of a century.
我回头看，我只有感谢我的主。
As I turn back and look at my life, I can only thank my Lord how he loves me.
他从来没有觉得麻烦。
He never thought this is a trouble.
他从来觉得没有觉得说没有希望。
He never says I'm hopeless.
算了，把它丢掉吧。
Forget it. Let's toss him aside.
弟兄姊妹们，他人就是一点一点的在我们的生命中做解开的工作。
Bit by bit, he's sorting out our lives for us.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这一个拯救的过程中
，In this process of salvation，
我们知道就产生了无数的冲突，无数的征战。
Out of this arise much conflict and warfare.
因为我们这个堕落的魂在我们里面是最大的一个干扰啊。
Because the fallen soul has become the greatest hindrance in our life. It is the greatest opposition.
也是最大的一个破坏。
And the greatest destruction in our life.
我们真是要感谢主，我们主耶稣基督的救恩，真是我们难以测度。
We need to really thank our Lord because His salvation is unfathomable.
到底那一天主钉在十字架上所成全那个救恩，对于我们具备的意义到底是多深呢？
What is this just the significance when God when Christ was crucified?
我们恐怕到永世里面，我们恐怕也不能完全明白。
Even until we get to eternity, we can't totally comprehend.
何等宝贵的救恩！
How what a precious salvation!
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要明白神的心意。
Today we need to know God's heart desire.
我们如果学会更多顺服他。
We need to learn to obey Him more.
这是叫主的心得安慰的。
This will comfort the heart of the Lord.
因为叫他的救恩在我们身上没有落空。
Because His salvation in us has not fallen through.
感谢主，在这个魂的征战的里面。
We thank you in this. We thank the Lord in the spiritual warfare.
彼得提醒我们。
Peter reminds us.
有两样事物是会帮助我们得胜。
There are two things that can help us to gain victory.
因为我们靠自己的力量是做不到的。
Because it is impossible with our own strength.
我们晓得。这个人类这个堕落之后啊，
After a human race has fallen，
没有任何的力量能帮助我们的。
There's not a single strength or force can help us。
人的道德、人的宗教、人的教育，碰到这一些光景的时候，变得真是软弱无力。
Man's morals, education, everything is totally without strength when you encounter these things.
今天主借着这两件事情帮助我们。
However, today God uses these two things to help us.
在魂的征战上，我们能够取得胜利。
So that we can gain victory in this warfare of the souls.
第一件事情。
First.
它就是借着圣灵使人成圣。
Which is the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
第二件事情，
Secondly,
借着主的血保护我们。
It is the sprinkling with His blood.
这是神给我们每一个神儿女的恩典。
This is a grace given by God to every single child of God.
弟兄姊妹都很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, we all know this.
当我们一得救之后，
The minute we have been saved by grace,
我们里面就有一个新的灵。
We have a new spirit.
圣灵就开始住在人的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit started to dwell in the human spirit.
他住在我们灵里面做什么呢？
What is He doing in our human spirit?
帮助我们成圣。
It is to sanctify us.
其实就是帮助我们的魂更多蒙拯救。
Which is to help the salvation of our souls.
所以一个基督徒的魂更多的蒙拯救。
The more there is salvation of the souls in a Christian.
到最后他才能磨成神儿子的形象。
Ultimately, he can be conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们真是要感谢我们的神呢。
Surely we need to thank our God.
这一位圣灵住在千千万万人的里面。
This Holy Spirit is indwelling in millions of people.
我们知道这是另外一个大的题目，我没有办法详细的说啊。
This is another big topic that I can't cover in detail here.
但是圣灵今天住在我们里面。
However, the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us today.
来帮助我们。
To help us.
来在我们里面做工。
To do His work in us.
来引导我们。
To lead us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
使徒们的书信中就勉励我们要顺从圣灵。
All the letters from the apostles encourage us to obey the Holy Spirit.
圣灵顺从圣灵做什么呢？
What is the purpose of obeying the Holy Spirit?
容让他在我们的魂里面做工。
We allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in our souls.
如果你有一点经历，你就知道。
If you have a little experience, you'll know this.
这是圣灵在我们里面艰巨的工作。
This is an arduous work by the Holy Spirit in us.
真是不得了啊！
it is indeed great.
从你得救那天开始起。
From the day you've been saved by grace,
他就一生跟随你。
All the days of your life, the Holy Spirit is following you. Every day His work in you. Unlimited patience. In things big and small, He's leading you.
所以圣经中有这样的话。
Therefore, there are these words in the Bible.
不要叫圣灵担忧。
Do not quench the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这真正体贴主工作的人呢。
This is words uttered by people who are really mindful of the work of God. Then they have the sense.
所以圣灵在我们身上，他就管理我们所有一切事物。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit in us controls all aspects of our life.
不仅这样
，Not only so，
主也知道我们在这个。魂的征战里面会常常犯错误的。
God also knows that we will constantly make mistakes in this spiritual, soulish warfare.
我们不仅有时候抗拒神。
Sometimes we oppose God.
我们也得罪很多的人。
We also offend many people.
我们做很多的错的事情。
We do many wrong things.
因为主知道我们的魂里面太多的不完全。
Because the Lord knows that there's so much imperfection in our souls.
他用他的血来保护我们。
Therefore, He protects us with His blood.
在旧约圣经里面呢
，In the Old Testament,
也很清楚告诉我们
，It tells us clearly.
活物的魂在血里面。
The life of the flesh is in the soul.
所以为什么在旧约的时代中需要献牛羊来赎罪呢？
Why do we have to sacrifice oxen and lambs to for sins?
我们知道动物是有魂的。
We know that animals have souls.
他们没有灵。
They don't have the spirit.
神就借动物的魂暂时保护他的百姓。
Therefore, God uses the souls of the animals to temporarily protect
the saints. 血流出来就是代表他的魂倒出来了。
So when the blood is poured, the soul is also being poured.
所以献祭来救赎罪。就是意思就是以魂救魂。
So for the atonement for your souls, it's using the animal soul for your soul.
但是旧约呢，这个主羔羊的血只能怎么样遮盖
？However, in the Old Testament, the blood of the lamb can only make a covering.
这个不能完全满足神的。
It cannot totally satisfy God.
所以神就差遣他的儿子到地上来。
Therefore, God sent His Son to this earth.
他成了被杀的羔羊。
And He is the lamb that was slain.
那么他的血。
His blood
是可以除罪的
can remove sins.
所以我们常常听见有些弟兄姊妹祷告说主啊求你用血遮盖我、这个祷告啊是旧约不是新约
So a lot of times we hear brothers and sisters pray that use your blood to cover me. That is the prayer from the Old Testament, not the New Testament.
我们知道新约是主的血可以除罪的
We know that in the New Testament the Lord's blood can remove all sins.
一经过主的血洗净那个罪好像就完全没有了。
After the blood of the Lord has cleansed all sins, the sins is as if they've never appeared.
所以彼得是在全本新约里面唯一一个用宝贵这个字的。
So Peter is the only person in the New Testament who used the word precious.
他称主的血为宝贵的血，宝血。
He called the blood of the Lord the precious blood of the Lord.
因为我们知道彼得的失败是多么的大。
Because we know how great Peter's failures are.
他最后发咒起誓的否认主。
Ultimately, he cursed God and said he denied the Lord.
我相信在他内心深处感觉他犯下了一个不能赦免的罪。
I think that he must have gotten the sense that he has committed a sin that could not have been forgiven.
他心里想恐怕从此之后主再也不要我要丢掉我了。
He must have thought the Lord would have forsaken me for what I've done.
我做了这么样得罪他的事情。
I've offended him in such a way.
他会要我吗
？Would he still want me？
他没有想到。
Little did he know.
主耶稣从死里复活的时候。
When the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
主对玛利亚说什么呢
？What did the Lord say to Mary？
你去寻找我的门徒和彼得。
Go look for my disciples and Peter.
主没有丢弃他。
The Lord did not forsake Peter.
所以到晚年的时候，他知道主耶稣的血是宝贵的血。
Therefore, in Peter's old age, he knows that the blood of the Lord is precious blood.
为什么 用宝贵呢？
Why does he consider it precious?
你有过经历的人才知道宝贵。
Only the one with experience would know that.
感谢我们的主啊。
We thank our Lord.
他的血是何其宝贵啊。
His blood is so precious indeed.
弟兄姊妹们想一想。
Think about it.
你过去的年日。
In your days before.
你犯过多少的错误。
How many mistakes have you committed?
我们讲了多少错的话？
We have said so many
做了多少错的事情？
We have done so many wrong deeds.
我们这个魂里面冒出来的多少可怕的东西？
All these horrendous things coming out of our souls.
但是感谢主。
However, thank the Lord.
经过他的血洁净。
After the cleansing of his blood.
神就完全忘记。
God has totally forgotten.
这真是何等大的恩典！
This is such grace.
所以呢，主用他的魂来拯救我们的魂。
Therefore, the Lord used His soul to save our souls.
这个叫做流血。
This is shedding of His blood.
所以这两件事情是我们基督徒在生活中天天可以运用的。
So these two things we can exercise daily in our lives.
使我们在魂的征战上面，我们能够站在不败的。
So in the warfare of our souls, we could stand on the position of never having been defeated.
彼得对主的救恩真是有透彻的认识。
Peter has such a profound understanding of the salvation of God.
给我们带来何等大的帮助。
And he's uttered such great help to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
今天呢，我们活在地上。
Today we live on this earth.
我们在从事一场的征战。
We are engaging in this warfare.
请我们记得，这是魂的征战。
Remember, this is the warfare of the souls.
我们知道，在彼得前书二章十一节以后啊。
We know that after verse 11 in chapter 2 of 1 Peter.
彼得讲到了人生活，基督徒生活中的许许多多的事情。
Peter mentioned different aspects of lives of a Christian on earth.
今天呢，一般人读这个彼得前书的时候呢
，Today when people ordinarily read 1 Peter,
都把这些当作是行为的一个要求。
They all read this as a demand of a certain behavior.
其实呢，不是行为的要求。
But it is not a demand of your behavior.
因为彼得自己是在行为上的失败者。
Because Peter is a great failure in his behavior.
他知道这一些行为的，如果是要求，根本做不到的。
He knows that if these are just merely requirement of the behavior, nobody can accomplish them.
他乃是提醒我们在生活的各个不同的方面，要注意那个魂的得救。
He is reminding us in these different aspects of our life, we need to pay attention to the salvation of our souls.
我们在从事一场魂的征战。
We're engaging in a warfare of our souls.
我感谢神。
However, thank God.
主的话何等的恩有恩典呢？
God's word is full of grace.
彼得先告诉我们，我们是寄居的，是客旅。
Peter first tells us we're aliens and strangers.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他就告诉我们说呢。
He tells us.
这个征战呢。是有时间性的。
This warfare would only last for a certain period of time.
因为寄居和客旅都是暂时的。
Because you're only aliens and strangers temporarily.
是过渡的。
It is only for a period of time.
所以这就告诉我们，这个魂的征战呢，只在你活着的时候。
So this warfare in the soul only takes place when you're alive on this earth.
如果有一天你到主那里去了，这个征战就停止了。
One day when you get to the Lord's presence, then this warfare ceases.
或者主回来了。
Or alternatively, the Lord comes back. This warfare stops.
所以我们有首诗歌唱得很好，征战不过此一时，只不过一时。
Therefore, there's a very good hymn that says that you know the warfare is only for a time.
你要珍惜。
Treasure it.
可能我们过去的许多年日呢，我们都不懂得要征战，对不对
？Maybe in our previous days and months, we are not aware of this warfare.
我们失去很多恩典。
We have missed much grace.
至少从今天开始起。
At least from today onward.
你要懂得怎么打这场仗。
You need to know how to engage in warfare.
希望在你余下的年日。
In your ensuing time on this earth.
你在战场上是一个好战士。
You will be a good warrior in the battlefield.
你知道怎么样依靠主。
You know how to rely on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们一生的年日非常短暂。
Our days on this life is very, very short.
太短暂。
It is too short.
你们记得我中间给你们讲过，有时候我一做梦梦到自己还是高中生。
I had shared with you earlier. Sometimes when I have a dream, I dreamt of myself being a high school kid.
长一张眼看是老人
了。I open my eyes, I'm an old person.
时间过得多快呢？
How time flies.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，要珍惜今天眼前的机会。
Treasure the opportunities that are at hand.
主一回来，我们可能就懊悔了。
The minute the Lord comes back, we may be regretful.
哎呀，我们失去多少宝贵的机会。
How many precious opportunities we've missed.
可以蒙恩的。
That we can gain His grace.
但是呢，
However,
我们没有把握住。
We have not seized upon these opportunities.
我们很多人呢，做了这个战场上面的逃兵。
A lot of times we're MIA in this battle.
我就说，有的人呢，好像他做退伍军人，他不干。
Some people are veterans and they say I'm done.
所以生活中充满了妥协。
And there are all these compromises in their lives.
所有的生活都顺着这个魂里面的这个堕落的情形往前走。
All their lives is following the direction of this fallen soul.
整天活的是我怎样想，我喜欢什么，我决定什么，我感觉什么，对不对呢？
This is all the me mentality. I think, I prefer, I decide. Isn't it so?
所以我们就失去神要我们得着的一些福分。
So we've missed out on the blessings that God would have granted us.
那么彼得告诉我们
Peter tells us,
在这个魂的征战上面
in this warfare of the souls,
肉体的私欲是最大的敌人
the greatest enemy are these fleshly lusts.
我们这个堕落的人呢、啊、这个肉体是非常可怕的、
for the fallen man, the flesh is indeed horrendous.
有的时候你心里面也想想要一点爱主，哎，里面一个力量就拉住你了。
Sometimes your heart has a little love toward the Lord, but there's another strength that pulls you back.
有时候你也会躺在床上，早晨呢，里面有个感动，爬起来读点圣经，祷告一下吧。想想，哎呀，这么累，再躺一下。
Sometimes early in the morning, there's this sense that you need to get up and pray and read the Bible, but then another force says just lay down and take a little nap.
我想我们呢，都是很多时候都是失败者，对不对啊
？A lot of times we're failures.
就像主耶稣对门徒一样讲的一样。
It's just like the Lord said to the disciples.
你们心灵固然愿意，但是肉体常常软弱，这就是我们的情形。
You decide in your heart, but your flesh is weak.
这个堕落的肉体是一个最大的下坠的力量。
The fallen flesh has the greatest downward pull.
那么。彼得告诉我们，我们在外邦人中应该有好的品行。
And Peter tells us that among the Gentiles, we have to have excellent behavior.
那么基督徒的好品行从哪里来的呢？
Where is the excellent behavior among Christians?
基督徒的好品行是从魂的得救所产生出来的。
Christians, excellent behavior is from the salvation of our souls.
不是我们自己的道德力量。
It is not any power of our own morals.
但是我们今天普遍的看见神的儿女们呢。
But universally, you see that in the children of God.
我们仍旧用人的道德做标准的。
We're still under the standard of human morals.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那一个，圣经已经讲了，人的义啊，在神的眼中看如同破布一样的。
The Bible already said that human righteousness is just like rags.
所以彼得鼓励我们。
Therefore, Peter encourages us.
我们要打这一场的仗。
We need to engage in warfare.
这个征战呢是不分时间的。
This warfare is not dependent on time.
也不分地方的。
It is all regardless of locations.
请你原谅我。
Please forgive me.
可能你现在坐在这里就在打仗。
Maybe when you're sitting out here, you're already engaging in warfare.
我不知道你想什么呢。
I don't know what you're thinking.
我不知道你现在注意力在哪里。
I don't know what you're paying attention to.
是吧？你现在其实就在这个战场里了。
Now you're in the battle.
不分时间的，不是明天回家才打仗啊。
It is irrespective of time. It's not that you go home and tomorrow you engage in warfare.
弟兄姊妹，任何一个环境。
For instance, in any condition,
都可能叫我们的魂受刺激。
Your soul can be provoked.
所以这个征战是无所不在的。
Therefore, this warfare is everywhere.
那么彼得在他的话里面被我们分成几个不同的层面啊。
Peter has divided his words in several levels.
我真是满心感谢主啊
My heart is full of gratitude to the Lord.
一个打鱼的人
A fisherman.
他不是思想家
He's not a great theologian.
但是今天呢 我想地上呢最好的思想家恐怕也写不出彼得前书。
I think the greatest theologians cannot write the words from 1 Peter.
他对我们基督徒一生的这个看法是多么的清楚，多么丰富啊！
His view of the Christian life is so clear and so full.
啊，我没有办法今天早晨把这个彼得前书的这些都细细的来说。
I cannot cover 1 Peter in great detail this morning.
如果要说我们这个特会恐怕要延长几天。
If I have to go in detail, we have to extend our conferences.
那么今天你们也回不了家了。
That today you won't get home.
啊，不过呢，感谢主，彼得的话很容易，你们都读得懂的。
However, Peter's words are so simple, you can all understand.
啊，他把这个征战呢的范围分成一个是我们今世的生活。
He divided up this three aspects in our daily lives on this earth.
然后第二方面呢，就是教会的生活。
Okay, oh, first, lives in this earth, and secondly, church life.
啊，我想我们基督徒就是活在这两个情形的里面，对不对
？I think we Christians live in these two lives.
啊，所以我想我只重点式的啊，把其中的一些点点出来，因为我们的时间不够。
Because of time limit, I'm just going to point out a few key points.
啊。这个，首先他提醒我们。
First, he reminds us.
我们要为着主的缘故顺服人的制度。
First, we need to submit ourselves to the Lord's sake to every human institution. Verse 13.
这句话的意思就是说什么？人的制度呢，作为我们顺服主的一个考验。
Therefore, what does this mean? The human institutions are a test for our submission to the Lord.
神才不在乎这个世界上什么制度，对不对？
The Lord doesn't care any less what human institutions there are.
神把我们摆在不同的国家、不同的环境的里面。
However, He put us in different nations and different circumstances.
神是看我们里面这个顺服的。
God is looking to the submission that we have inside.
我从很年幼的时候啊，主在这一方面就给我一些很清楚的带领。
From the days when I was young, God has given me a very clear leading.
我们很多弟兄姊妹都听过我那个故事，又听了好几遍了。
Many brothers and sisters here have heard about my story many times.
我不讲啊，不讲的故事。
So I won't tell you the story.
我只告诉弟兄姊妹，你看见年轻的时候过马路、过闯红灯啊，这个在里面就很清楚啊，主管教的。
So when I was young and I needed to cross the street when there was red light, the Lord clearly taught me inside.
外面看起来是一个行为问题。
Outwardly, it's just an outward behavior.
其实里面呢是魂的一个征战。
But inwardly, it is a warfare of the soul.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天我们活在这个地上，我们还受到人的法律制度的。这个约束。
Today, when we lead our lives on this earth, we're still under the constraint of legal systems of men.
有很多的事情都可以让我们学功课。
There are many, many things that occur in our lives to enable us to learn lessons.
所以彼得提醒我们。
Therefore, Peter reminds us.
不可以借着自由啊遮盖那个恶毒。
Do not use your freedom as covering for evil. Verse 16.
他在这里啊讲到说，你们要学习做神的仆人。那这个字啊，我觉得，我们应该有另外一个领会。
He says here, be as bond slaves of God. There's a different understanding.
啊，这个这里的仆人呢，原文的意思应该把它翻作什么？是 bond man， 是受约束的人。
So in the Chinese it says servants, but actually it's bond men. You're under constraint.
今天我们要受约束的。
Today we have to be under constraint.
基督徒没有一个自由叫你可以犯这个世界的规矩的。
Christians don't have this freedom to just break any human laws.
我们知道我们很不容易啊。
It is not easy.
有时候在 freeway 上开车呢。
Sometimes we drive on the roads.
明明65。我们开到85去。
The speed limit is 65 and we get to 85.
如果你真正是一个活在主跟前的人，你会有感觉的。
If you're truly living in the presence of the Lord, you will have a sense inside.
弟兄姊妹，我不是定罪你们呐。
I'm not condemning you.
因为我也常常犯这个错误。
I also make the same mistakes all the time.
不过每次犯了，就觉得主啊，对不起，对不起，错了。
Every time I speed, I say, Lord, sorry, I'm sorry.
不过基督徒有感觉总比没有感觉好啊。
However, it's better for a Christian to have some sense.
我们的魂，你看，我们的魂里面，很多很多的这种征战。
There's much, much, much warfare in our souls.
那么在今世的生活里面，不仅要顺服人一切的制度，那么他在这里告诉我们，也在职业上学习顺服。
Not only do we need to submit ourselves to every human institution, we also need to be submissive in our careers.
啊，你在如果读到二章十八节到二十五节。
In verses 18 to 25.
哇，你看这个也不容易。
This is not easy either.
彼得居然告诉我们说啊，如果你那个主人是善良的、温和的，你要顺服啊，连那个乖僻的也要顺服，这个就不容易了。
Peter tells us if your master is good and gentle, be submissive. But even for the perverse one, also submit to them.
当然，如果今天你去上班，你的老板真是又温和又善良。
When you go to your work and it's your bosses are good and gentle.
哎呀，我们当然要感谢主给我们这么好老板。
We thank the Lord for having given us such a good boss.
但是如果你的老板是个乖僻的人呢。
But if your boss were to be a perverse person,
哇，那我们的魂可是要受大刺激了。
Then your souls will be greatly provoked.
每天上班都受刺激。
Every day you go to work, you'll be provoked.
一看到他就受刺激。
Every time you see him, you will be provoked.
有的时候回到家里面，那个刺激还在那里不停。
Even when you get home, the provocation is still there.
到晚上失眠，想到他就失眠。
And then at night you suffer anxiety.Because your souls have been spurled up.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你懂得什么叫魂的救恩，
However, brothers and sisters, if you understand the salvation of your souls,
你会感谢。
You will thank. You will give thanks.
感谢你给我一个乖僻的老板。
Thank you, Lord, for giving me a perverse boss.
当然，我讲这个话好像有点过分啊。
It's as if this is a very demanding thing.
但是真的有的基督徒是这样的。
But there are truly Christians who do that.
啊，因为什么呢
？Why?
这个好老板呢，叫你的魂呢得救的少。
Because a good boss would lead to less salvation of your souls.
这个乖僻的老板呢，就叫你魂呢拯救的更多。
Perverse bosses lead to greater salvation of your souls.
所以彼得告诉我们，你要学习良心对得住神。
Therefore, Peter tells us that you have to appeal to your conscience before God.
所以我们基督徒不能光是在那里外面的这个抗争啊，我们要这个要来反抗。
So you should not just fight on the outside.
那就没学到功课。
Then you did not learn your lessons.
啊，你们记得我从前我讲过这个例子啊。
Remember the example I told you before?
我们有个姊妹就是。
We have the sister.
因为她的老板很凶啊。
Because her boss was very fierce.
她说你凶啊，我比你更凶。
If you're fierce, I'm going to be fiercer.
所以实际上老板一凶她，她就把那个老板的玻璃杯拿起来砸在地上。
So whenever the boss becomes very fierce, she smashed his mug.
她说呢，自从我砸了他三个玻璃杯之后啊。
After I smashed his mugs, three of his mugs.
这个老板看见我都客客气气。
This boss became very polite to me.
我就说，那么以后啊，你怎么跟他传福音呢
？So I said, how are you going to preach the gospel to this boss?
你说、啊、先生，你要信耶稣啊。
Mister, you need to believe in Jesus.
他说你都摔了我三个玻璃杯了。
You smashed three of my mugs.
所以没学到功课，对不对啊
？She hasn't learned her lesson.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们忘记了信心的。果效是什么？魂的救恩啊！
So remember, the salvation of our souls is the outcome of your faith.
所以对于基督徒来讲，一切的环境都是学功课的环境啊。
So to a Christian, all circumstances are opportunities to learn lessons.
所以彼得告诉我们，蒙召要跟随主的脚中心。
Therefore, Peter tells us when we're called to follow in his footsteps.
效法主。
Be like him.
你想想，如果主在这个环境，他会怎么样？
Think about it. What would the Lord do? Be like him.
所以主彼得安慰我们。
Therefore, Peter comforts us.
所以二章二十五节就讲，主是我们魂的牧人，好牧人。
Therefore, in verse 25, it says that the Lord is the good shepherd of our soul.
他知道你的艰苦。
He knows your affliction.
他知道你的苦难。
He knows your difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们，不要以为主不知道，主都知道。
Don't think that the Lord doesn't know. He does know.
所以我们不要像走迷的羊一样。
Don't be like the sheep going astray.
啊， 对不起，因为时间关系，我要快一点。我们讲下面讲的这个夫妻生活。
Let's talk about marital life.
当然，在这里彼得讲了妻子一些，讲了丈夫一些。
He says something to wives and some to husbands.
有妻子该学的功课，有丈夫该学的功课。
Lessons to be learned by wives and lessons learned to be learned by husbands.
可能有些姊妹们读的觉得不大服气，为什么讲这个妻子多，讲丈夫少呢？
Some of the sisters may say, how can Peter utter so many words to wives and fewer words to husbands?
事实上，我想我们今天这个社会啊。
In reality, in today's society.
我们发现呢，这个很多的广告都是针对着女人来的。
A lot of commercials are pinpointing women.
比较吸引。比较吸引得多，对吧？
It's more enticing.
所以呢，彼得对姊妹们多一点劝勉。
Therefore, Peter has more exhortation to the sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道在家庭的生活里啊，
We know that in our family life.
哇，这个魂的刺激很大的。
There's much provocation in the souls.
当然，家庭的生活有甜美的时刻。
We also have sweet moments in our family life, of course.
但是很多。多数的时刻很多都是刺激的时刻比较多。
However, there's most likely more provocation than anything else.
弟兄姊妹们，我只能承认，我今天在家庭的生活里，我也是很失败的。
I have to admit that even in my family life, I'm a great failure.
我常常发觉，我对很多其他的人呢，教会弟兄姊妹，我都有忍耐，就对我妻子没忍耐。
I have patience for all the brothers and sisters in the church, but I lack patience to my wife.
这个好像。非常的灵的，他只要讲一句话，我马上这边就开始，这个就被激起来了。
It is truly indeed tried and true. She said just one little word, and I'm provoked.
有时候他讲一句话，我讲一句话，他被激起来，他讲一句话，我也被激起来，就这样。
Sometimes I utter a word, she's provoked. She utters a word, I'm provoked.
家庭里面，实在是魂。得拯救的一个最好地方。
So our family is the best place for our salvation of our souls to take place.
我给你们举一个很好的例子。
Let me give you a very good example.
大家都知道哈拿的故事。
You all know the story of Hannah.
这伊利加拿呢有两个妻子。
Elkanah has two wives.
一个是哈拿，一个皮尼拿。
Hannah and Peninnah.
这个小的很会生。
Wife number two had give birth to much children.
这大的就是生不出来。
Wife number one cannot give birth.
所以这个会生的就整天刺激他。
So the one who can give birth constantly provoke the one who cannot give birth.
那么你看哈拿又还是算是有好的个性啊。
Hannah has good character.
被他一刺激，哈拿软很只好哭啊，只是哭。
And so every time Hannah was provoked, she just cried.
她的丈夫又是非常的好。
And her husband was very good.
每次吃东西给她两份。
I give her double portion of all the food.
有时候安慰她很幽默呢。
And comfort her with humor.
有我不比有十个儿子还好吗？你看。
Am I not better than 10 sons?
你到哪里去找这样的丈夫呢？
Where on earth can you find a husband?
这么美好的一个丈夫，你看看。
Such a good husband.
但是呢，这个哈娜只要一碰见皮尼拿就完了。
But the moment Hannah met Peninnah, she's finished.
这个刺激是很厉害的。
The provocation was severe.
因为他后面讲他被激动了，非常的愁苦。
Because later on I talked about she's in great distress because of the provocation.
你知道，这个在家庭的里面，这个难处真的是很难的。
You know, in family life, the difficulties are indeed great.
你去上班不好，我换一个工作，就不见面就完了，对不对？
If you go to a job and it's not good, then you just change your job.
现在呢，是在家里面没完没了。
When you're in your family, it's never ending.
哎呀，你看这个哈娜被激动的，哭，痛苦的不得了的痛苦啊。
So Hannah was in great distress as a result.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
哈娜学了非常美好的功课。
Hannah learned a very good lesson.
所以当她来到示拿。
When she came to Shiloh,
来到示罗。
When she came to Shiloh,
那么来到神的殿。
She came to the house of God.
她就把她所有一切的痛苦 叙述在神的跟前。
She poured out all her pain before God.
那个老以利搞不清楚，还以为他喝醉酒了。
Old Eli was confused. He thought she was drunk.
他说我不是喝醉酒啊。
She said I wasn't drunk.
我心里愁苦啊。
I was a bitter of spirit.
我们中文翻译说，他说我来到耶和华面前倾心吐意。
I poured out my heart before God.
英文也没翻对。那个英文原文的意思是什么？他说我来到神跟前，把我的魂倒出去。
The original language says that I poured out my soul before God.
我们中文翻成倾心吐意，很可惜，但是把我的魂倒出去。
But in reality, it is you pour out your soul.
什么意思啊
？What does this mean?
就是哈拿在家里面接受皮尼拿所有给他一切的刺激，给他所有一切的这些难处啊。他在魂里面完全拒绝有任何的对抗。
So therefore, all these provocations and difficulties that Peninnah has given Hannah, she rejected them all in the soul.
虽然很痛苦，是痛苦的。
Yes, she was in pain.
但是她没有回嘴。
But he did not revile in return.
没有争吵。
She did not argue.
也没打架。
She did not engage in fist fight.
他把他所有的魂里面倒在身上，他拒绝这魂里面刺激。
She poured out her soul. She rejected reactions in her soul.
这是一个征战，你知道吗
？This is a warfare. You understand?
因为哈拿学会了把他自己的魂倒出去。
Because Hannah has learned the lesson of pouring out her soul.
所以在旧约的圣经里面
，Therefore in the Old Testament，
哈拿是一个灵里面的品质。非常高的一个姊妹。
Hannah was a sister who had a very high quality in her spirit.
你看，当她写那个在撒母耳记上第二章，她那个祷告。
Look at the prayer that she said in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel.
那个祷告显出哈拿有君王的荣耀。
That showed that she had royalty like king.
有君王的尊贵。
She has an honor as king.
贵重无比。
It is so honorable.
多么稀奇啊
！Amazing.
是从一个家庭主妇身上显明出来的。
This is from a housewife.
所以读经的人，很多人都知道，连后来大卫写诗的时候，都是用哈拿的那篇祷告做蓝本的。
Bible scholars then tell us even when David was writing his Psalms, he used Hannah's prayer as a blueprint.
从一个家庭的主妇身上显出君王的尊贵和荣耀。
From the mouth of the housewife, it can show you the glory and honor of the Lord.
她是全本圣经里面头一个提到弥赛亚的人。
She is the first person to have mentioned the anointed one in the Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Friends and sisters，
这个魂的征战
，This warfare of the soul
是无所不在的
，is everywhere.
啊，你不需要去弄多少的学问，搞多少的东西，你才尊贵。你在家庭里面就可以尊贵。
You don't have to gain much knowledge or other stuff to become honorable. You can become honorable in your own family.
对不起，时间已经到了。
I've reached my time.
那么后一半呢，讲到教会的生活。
Later on, he talks about the church life.
我快快的讲一下。
Let me go through it quickly.
在教会的生活中，要学会行义。
In the church life, we have to learn to become righteous.
有义才有公平。
When there's righteousness, then there's fairness.
有义才有公正。
When there's righteousness, there's justice.
在教会的生活中也受苦啊。
In church life, there's great affliction.
啊，但是我们要用基督受苦的心智为兵器。
However, arm yourself with the same purpose as Christ.
愿意受苦。
You desire to suffer.
啊，我这个刚出来侍奉主的时候啊。
When I first started to serve God.
有一个比较有经验的弟兄就告诉我
A very experienced brother told me
我欢欢喜喜的来服侍啊
I came here with joy to serve God
你现在见到我的弟兄啊你不要怕受苦啊
And he said brother don't be afraid to suffer
我心想服侍主很快乐怎么受苦呢
I was like well serving God is a very happy thing why should I suffer
年轻没有经验
Because I was young I lack experience
等到以后我才知道哇这个教会的生活有很多苦难的。
Later on, when I was older, I indeed discovered there's much affliction in church life.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
要行义。
be righteous.
遵从神的旨意。
Follow the will of God.
提到几个重要点，要注意交账，将来要到主面前交账。
In the future, you have to give an account before God.
并且要受审判。
And in the future, you'll be judged.
还要注意最后的结局。
And you have to pay attention to the end of all things.
一个基督徒啊，结局好才是真正好。
A Christian has to end well before the end is good.
那么在教会的侍奉里面
，In the service of the church,
哇，那个魂的刺激更大。
There is even greater provocation in the souls.
那我们更需要蒙拯救。
We need the salvation of the souls even more.
就在运用恩赐上面来讲的话呢，你都要好好的运用。
In our exercising of our gifts, we have to exercise well.
但是魂不得救啊。
However, if your soul has not been saved,
恩赐啊。
Even if you have good gifts,
有时候对教会也不会产生益处。
There will be no benefits created for the church.
无论说话服事
whether you're speaking or you're serving,
我们都需要神的拯救。
We all need the salvation of God.
彼得告诉我们说，甚至有火一样的试炼临到。
Peter says that there is this.Fiery ordeal.
哎呀，我这些年真是发现，在有好多的各地的聚会呢，那都像火窑。
I've noticed that all these fellowships in different places, they're all like furnaces.
哎呀，我到了，真的心里面很同情啊。
When I go there, I'm very sympathetic.
弟兄姊妹们呢，看见了面，脸上都没有喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, when I met them, they don't have joy on their face.
啊，彼得告诉我们是有火的试炼。
So Peter says there is a fiery ordeal.
他说有的时候可能遭遇非常的事。
Sometimes you experience extreme things.
哎呀，我们真的是有时候在教会侍奉中碰见了有些难处啊，圣经中有哪一个原则可以用都找不到。
Sometimes you encounter such difficulties in church, you can't even find the correct biblical standard to apply.
我们中国人常常讲，有很多东西都是疑难杂症的。没关系，那个不需要翻。真的你从来没碰到过的。
Things that are difficult things you've never encountered.
千奇百怪，到后来越来越多千奇百怪的东西出来。
Stranger and stranger things you can never imagine.
但是保罗在彼得告诉我们。
But Peter tells us.
我们要学习与基督一同受苦。
Suffer with Christ. Learn to suffer with Christ.
将来审判要从神的家起手。
Because the judgment will begin with the household of God.
主是创造我们魂的主。
He said that the Lord is the creator of our souls.
学习把它交托给他。
And trust your souls to Him.
我们对主说，主啊，这个情况我不懂。
We tell the Lord, I don't understand this condition.
我也不知道怎么解决。
I don't know how to resolve the difficulty.
但是你保守我的魂。
But keep my soul.
我想弟兄姊妹，这都是很真实的经历，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, these are true experiences, isn't it?
那么他到后面就还鼓励那些做长老的。
Later on, he also comforted the elders.
因为这是教会的领袖。
Because they are leaders of the church.
哇，很多人喜欢做教会领袖。
A lot of people desire to be leaders of the church.
越做领袖，你就知道那个魂的那个功课学得更大。
The more you become leaders of the church, the more lessons you've learned in your soul.
所以彼得在这里劝勉。
Peter exhorts in this manner.
今天弟兄姊妹，无论在世界中的生活
，regardless of whether you're living in this world，
家庭生活
，family life，
你的工作
，in your jobs，
那么或者在教会里面的生活
，or in church life，
与弟兄姊妹相处
，and you're dealing with brothers and sisters，
在侍奉中
，in your service，
或者你有机会做领袖
，maybe you have the opportunity to become the leader，
必须学会好。魂得救的功课。
You have to learn the lesson for the salvation of your soul.
我们这个堕落的魂真是一个复杂，是一个麻烦的东西。
The fallen soul is indeed trouble, is a mess.
虽然它已经被仇敌破坏了。
Even though the soul has already been destroyed by the enemy.
但是神并不丢弃它。
But the Lord did not forsake the soul.
神要改变它。
The Lord wants to change your soul. The Lord wants to recover your soul.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道今天我们的生活侍奉，所有一切的事情。都跟这个东西有关系。
We know that our daily lives and our service has everything to do with salvation of our souls.
这个东西如果能被解决
，If you can resolve this issue，
很多难处会降到很低。
All your difficulties will decrease a lot.
所以主说，如果我们爱惜我们的魂生命
，Because therefore the Lord says, if you love your soul，
我们就会丧失它。
You will lose it.
如果我们呢？肯学十架的功课
，If you're willing to learn the lesson of the cross，
愿意弃绝它
And you want to lose
your life.
And you no longer live in the provocation of your soul.
借十字架把自己里面败坏的天性把它治死。
Through the cross, put to death this, this deadly life.
你就真正得着你的魂。
Then you can truly gain your soul.
那么你的灵得自由。
Then your spirit will be liberated.
你在主的手中更多被主所用。
You will be used more and more in the hands of God.
你的生活中就充满更多的安息。
There will be more and more rest in your life.
你与主的交通更甜美。
And the fellowship between you and the Lord is even sweeter.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
彼得在晚年的时候。
Peter in his old age.
写下这么宝贵的一卷书。
Has left such a precious book.
啊，我深深的感觉这一卷书是我们今天在末后时代中的圣徒们呢，需要仔仔细细的读，好好的领会的一卷书。
I truly feel that this is a book that we truly need to read in greater detail and truly comprehend in end times.
他指出了主救恩中间一个最重要的点，就是魂的得救。
He pointed out the most important thing in God, the Lord's salvation, which is the salvation of our souls.
请我们大家记得。
Please remember.
那您呢？如果你还记得，你可以跟我一起来念啊。
If you still remember, recite it with me.
信心的果效就是魂的。得救救恩啊，魂救恩，魂的救恩目的是什么？是带来灵的释放，哎、
Therefore, the outcome of our faith is for the salvation of our souls, and the salvation of our souls is for the liberation of our spirits.
愿主的灵，真理的灵，引我们进入实际。
May the Spirit of the Lord and Spirit of Truth lead us into truth.
啊，对不起，过了一点时间。In reality. 那么，请低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of gratitude.
你还留我们在地上。
You have still kept us on this earth.
我们还有很多的机会可以来学这个功课。
We have many opportunities to learn this lesson.
主啊，求你用你明亮的话。
May you use your bright words.
做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Like the lamp upon our feet and light upon our path.
引导我们知道如何来过属灵的生活。
And your word lead us to know how to lead a spiritual life.
容让你自己的工作做工在我们的魂里面。
We yield to the Holy Spirit to do your work in our souls.
使我们有更多的改变。
So that we can be further changed.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你从来没有丢弃过我们。
You've never forsaken us.
你爱我们是爱我们到底。
You loved us to the uttermost.
虽然将来如何还未显明。
Even though what will happen in the future, we.
但是你的应许已经告诉我们。
However, your promise has already told us.
你若显现。
If you appear.
我们都要像你。
We will all be like you.
这是何等荣耀的盼望。
What a glorious hope.
但愿今天在地上。
Today, may we on this earth.
在我们的生活里。
In our daily lives.
因着我们魂的改变。
Because of the changes in our souls.
因为灵的自由。
Because of the liberation of our spirits.
在我们的生活中就能把荣耀。
We can give you glory in our daily lives.
主啊，求你祝福你自己的话语。
We ask you to grant grace on your own words.
我们再次把我们的敬拜归给你。
We offer up our worship again to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.